Katz Melanic. We got David here. David, thanks for coming on the program today.
Thanks for having me.
I got to say, I don't know if I've ever met someone as passionate about doing people's taxes as you, my friend.
Yeah, it's like I was telling you before we got on, it's really a creative process. It's people don't think of it that way. People think, "Oh, there's a big giant book of rules and you just have to stick to the rules, fill out the forms and that's it." But no, there's a lot of room for interpretation and all that wiggle room is how the big guys get away with a lot, and
right.
How we can get the little guys some of that benefit too.
I love that, because I think a lot of people nowadays are like, I'll just do it online, clickety-clack, and okay, that's what it is. Not realizing, especially if you're self-employed, if you have a business, that going to someone like you, and I'm specifically talking about you because I really like the way you operate, can really save them a lot of money.
Well, yeah, you know, a lot of people nowadays, they're a business and they don't even know they're a business. So you're talking about this gig economy out here, Uber, Instacart, Lyft, all these places where you have an app and you go in and you give them your social security number and whatever, what have you, and then you just start working. At the end of the year, you're going to get a 1099, and then that 1099 is going to translate to, like you said, self-employment tax. And if we do a little change, we file some forms with the Secretary of State, we incorporate you, like I'm looking at downtown Chicago right now, every single company in every single one of these buildings is incorporated, I promise you that.
Mm-hmm.
Or they have an LLC or something like that, but
right.
Either way. So incorporating and then filing another piece of paper with the IRS to get an election to be taxed as a small business corporation, we can completely eliminate that self-employment tax. We can also look at different ways to get your numbers down in terms of taking different deductions and everything like that. Like I said, there's a lot of different loopholes in there that most people don't know about.
Right, and when you say loopholes, I think some people go, ooh. But no, these are things that are legally there to be taken advantage of, and if the big guys are doing it, I should too.
Exactly. So like right now, for example, for 2021 and 2022, all meals that are done as a business meal,
mm-hmm.
They used to be 50% deductible. Now for these 2 years, they're actually 100% deductible. Most people don't know that. Another thing is depreciation on assets. So mm-hmm. if you buy, like, if you're doing deliveries, for example, and you buy a van,
mm-hmm.
You can probably take 100% of the cost of that van on your taxes the next year, completely reduce that taxable income, maybe even bring it down to a loss.
Wow. And then, yeah, that's huge. And again, these are things that I don't think that you plug a couple numbers in a computer, they're going to spit this sort of stuff out for you.
Well, TurboTax is a great way to stay out of jail. But, But beyond that, it's not going to do a whole lot for your tax situation.
I like that you at least say, "Hey, there's a benefit if you're going to do nothing, do that. But if you want to actually save money, we reach out to you."
Absolutely, give us a call 708-914-8220.
In radio, we say it twice, so do it one more time.
708-914-8220, or visit us at katzmilanic.com. That's katzmilanec.com.
And you say that you like playing a game called Stump the CPA.
Absolutely. So I am fairly confident in my knowledge of the tax laws, so
mm-hmm.
if anyone would like to call in and test my knowledge, ask me a question, anything about the tax code, I'm happy to answer it. And John has so graciously offered to provide a prize to
yeah.
anyone who can actually, in fact, stump me.
Yeah, we'll get a WGN radio t-shirt if you can stump the CPA. 312-981-7200. I know people like to text in questions, too. Those count as well. 312-981-7200. Here's one for you as the phone lines light up. I couldn't figure this out, and I should have come to you. So this past year, so I work on TV, right, in addition
uh-huh.
to radio. So last year, I got Invisalign just to straighten
right.
my teeth out. And I'm like, that should be a business expense. So I went to where I shouldn't have gone, Google. And I kind of got scared away from it because they're like, no, if it benefits you and your business, then no, that's not a tax deduction.
Well,
was I right
so,
not to claim that or what?
Yeah, so technically, you could claim that on your Schedule A if you have, and it's a very complicated process, but basically there is a medical deduction. So you can take as a self-employed person, you probably pay your own health insurance premium. So that counts.
Yep.
The Invisalign counts, everything like that. You add it all up. If it's greater than 7.5% of your AGI, you can take the overage of that. And then you can apply that against your standard deduction, see which one's bigger, your itemized deduction or your standard deduction, and whichever one's bigger, you take.
All right. Okay. I'll have to see if I did it right. I'm going to
send it to you now. You know what? That's one thing. We offer a free second look anytime if you want to come by our office or even drop us an email, whatever, and just send us your taxes. We'll look at them, and we'll see if we could do better for you. If you'd like to do that, please feel free to give us a call, 708-914-8220. I'm going to say it twice again. That's 708-914-8220.
All right. We got John on hold. We got a couple other people calling in right now. We got texts coming on in. We'll have more in a minute with David Melanick from Katz Melanick of Homewood. But first, let's get a look at weather and traffic. Mary Vandeveld. Well, you know, it's a popular segment when not only our phone lines are blowing up, but my personal cell phone is blowing up, David Melanick, of people that want your information. That's a good thing. You ready to play Stump the CPA?
Absolutely. But let's give them that information real quick. If you want, give us a call, 708-914-8220. Again, 708-914-8220. Or visit katzmelanick.com. That's KatzMilanec.com.
That's great. Let's go to John in Indiana. Hey, John.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your question?
I have a question. I live in Indiana, and I work in Chicago, and every year, the last 3 years, I'm getting socked in state taxes from Indiana. Is there anything I can, because me and my wife, we file jointly.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way around that? It's like almost like $1,200 in state taxes.
Yeah, I know exactly what's happening to you. Does your employer withhold for the county tax for Lake County, or whatever county that you're in?
Lake County in Indiana, I'm not really sure. Look at that.
Check your pay stub. If they're not withholding the county tax, that's why you're owing every year. If you want, give me a call. We can take a look at it. And that's at 708-914-8220. Give me a call. We can take a look at it. And I can help you plan that out. If you got a situation like that, we can definitely plan it out to where even if you've been having a problem, we can get you to where you have a refund. And that's a really huge deal to a lot of people. So, definitely give us a call. We'll be happy to take a look at that for you, see what we can do.
Oh my God, you're a godsend. I mean, I'm on a payment plan right now with Indiana for the last 3 years.
Oh, get off of that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, let's get you back into refund territory.
Thanks, John.
Great. Thank you so much.
All right. Let's go to Jeannie. Jeannie, you're online too. Hey, Jeannie, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I have a copay that for a doctor's visit yesterday. Didn't have the flexible spending account card with me. And if I pay it tomorrow, it goes July 1st is our new year because I work for the state of Illinois. Can I pay it tomorrow for my copay from yesterday? Even though because it was the service date was that day, but the pay date would be in the new year.
So usually there's a certain amount of carryover. So I don't know how exactly your flexible spending account works. And that's a little bit more tricky because flexible spending accounts, much like 401ks and other employee benefits, it's very much based on what the plan document says. That said, typically you're going to have a little bit of carryover. So actually,
right.
even
and
if
I
you
do
paid
have
it,
carryover, I do have carryover. But the problem is that for the first time I've ever done this, because I'm usually really close to getting it right. I way overestimated by about $800. I'm probably going to lose $800 this year.
Well, see if you can spend that fast because during the carryover period, you're still going to have that money. But in the meantime, what I would say is if you pay it out of your own pocket, you can also submit it as a reimbursable expense and you can actually get a check from the flexible spending account.
Right. I understand that, but you're not answering my question. My question is, can I use this year's money, which ends tonight at midnight, but paying it tomorrow for a copay that was yesterday?
Okay. So I believe the answer to that, I believe I answered your question by saying yes, because there's a bit of a carryover. So
there's like a grace period.
Yeah, there's typically about 3 months and a few hundred dollars that get carried over that you can put the money back in.
Yeah.
You can get reimbursed. You can have those.
There's
expenses
like a grace
submitted.
Period. Okay, Jeannie, tell you what. We'll
but
get...
Do I have to have paid it though in this fiscal year ending June 30th?
I don't believe so, but to be honest with you, I'd have to look at I'd have to look at the plan document to really be able to answer that question.
Yeah, we'll help you out though. You can give them a call tomorrow. What's the number?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
it's
I want
708-914-8220. Again, 708-914-8220.
That's like a half stub.
I just want my T-shirt, buddy. I met my husband because of the radio. He heard me on the radio.
Let's give her the T-shirt. That was a half stump. I'm even surprised she did it, sure.
Yeah.
Plus, either way, you might be out a couple $100. At least you got a T-shirt from WGN. All right, put her...
Yes, that's right. Yeah, thank you.
Of course.
I appreciate it.
You put her on hold on line two there already, and so I don't hang up on Jeannie, and I'll bring Kathy on here. All right, Kathy, what's your question?
Hi, it's kind of lengthy. I've got a 26-year-old great niece that's lived with me since she was my foster kid at 15. She's got two children. She gets Medicaid. She pays no rent. I pay all the bills. She has a significant other, the kid's father, that she sees. You know, that they're still together, but they don't live together. And this year, he works sometimes he doesn't.
Okay.
This year he claimed her on his taxes, and I'm not very happy about it.
Oh, so then he claimed her as a dependent, and you want to claim her as a dependent instead?
I always have, and the kids, and now he's claiming them, and it's like, well, okay, they're blood, I'm blood, but you know, in terms of food, who pays food?
Yeah, no, you got a case. Let's see what the answer might be.
So, this is a tricky one. What I always recommend on this type of case is definitely file early. Get your stuff together as quick as you can and be the first to file. Because here's the problem that you're going to face now. If you try to go back and claim those dependents, there's only one way to do it, and that's by paper filing your return. If you do that, the result is going to be that both you and the other person are going to be audited, and it's going to be a huge, difficult thing. You're both going to have to prove who it is that actually provided the support, and ultimately one or maybe even none of you will be allowed to claim those dependents as a result of the audit. So it's a little bit of a tricky situation. This is why I recommend if you're in a situation like that, file early, file first.
Yeah,
because
Kathy.
Then you can't then,
yeah,
then
I can do
you're
that,
the one that gets the dependents.
I've looked at the questions online a zillion times, and it's like, what is the defining factor? Does she eat with me? No. They eat whatever they eat. You know, it's not like we sit down to do meals.
Right. Well,
some
I
of
think
the questions I just can't.
I know. I
can't
know.
Utility.
I can give you those answers. The answer is basically the test is. Do you provide greater than 50% of the support? And then for the adults over the age of 26, and do they live with you greater than 50% of the time? And then for the adults over the age of 20, well, really over the age of 18, over the age of 23, if they're a student, did they make $4,000 or more? And if they did not, then yes, you should be able to claim them as a dependent.
Okay. Kathy,
yeah,
you got to document
thank
all this
you.
Stuff too, right? I imagine.
Oh yeah, there's a whole worksheet that if you have to go through an audit, they make you fill out dollar amounts and everything like that. I've done it before. It's crazy.
Kathy, keep all your receipts then, and if you're sending money or anything like that, make sure you document everything. Okay.
No, I mean she just is there. You know, it's not like I'm.
Yeah.
There are no other expenses. She doesn't work, so there's not a lot of
well, right. So for example, if you have a mortgage payment, you take the number of people. And so if there's four people, so 75% of the mortgage you could claim as support for them.
Right.
As an example.
Okay. All right.
Okay, I get it.
And when you cook dinner for them, take a picture every time. Be like, look at all these meals I did. No, just every day. Smile. Look at this mac and cheese that I made here for you, okay? Big smile.
Yeah.
Click, click. All right, Kathy. No, it's a tough situation.
Thank you so much.
We're out of time. And we're going to have you on again, all right? Give all the information again for people to call you up at.
All right, we're Katz Melanic. We're in downtown Homewood. Give us a call, 708-914-8220. Again, that's 708-914-8220. Or visit us at katzmelanic.com. That's KATZMILANEC.com.
I don't think you really got stumped. I just wanted to give away a T-shirt.
Yeah, She wanted that T-shirt.
She was
give her the T-shirt.
Yeah, give her the T-shirt. Absolutely. No, we really appreciate you stopping by. And one more time, people are asking, one more time for the number, please.
All right, that's 708-914-8220. Again, 708-914-8220.
Man, you live this stuff. You didn't even bring a book or notes or anything with you.
No, it's all in here.
You get joy from saving people money, don't you?
Tens of millions over the years, man. It's great.
That's so cool. Great to meet you. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.